paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
It's really nice to have you back on the air, Sophie. How are you?
I'm great, Lisa. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
Good. Sophie McNeil was on because she was representing Portage Park, and of course they're looking for a new mayor. Not any mayor. They have a mayor. They're looking for a pet for a mayor. How's that going?
At last count, we have 50 pet applicants to be the mayor of the neighborhood.
And mostly dogs and cats?
Yes, mostly dogs and cats. But, you know, we're taking anybody, any animal, any mammals, reptiles, fish, whatever, we'll take them.
Hey, I am a big fan of farmers markets. I find nothing better on the weekend to just go peruse what is fresh and support local farmers. And now I'm finding that most of them have music. Do you have music?
Yes, we do. One of the things that we try to do for our market is to make it as community driven as possible. So in addition to having the produce and the other vendors available, we always have live music and usually a craft for kiddos.
Oh, yeah. Is that what the Nature Play Space pop-up is?
The Nature Play Space is actually completely, it's adjacent to the farmers market, but it is part of our Friends of Portage Park Park Advisory Council. It is an offshoot of that, and we are working to fundraise so that we can turn a small section of the park into a nature play space where families and can really connect with nature in a different way at the park than just through the standard play structure that we have there.
Nice. And your farmer's market, is it on Sundays?
Our farmer's market's on Sundays. We have markets on the first, third, and fifth Sundays of the month. And okay. Our market runs 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And what are you seeing? What are farmers bringing in these days?
Oh, my goodness gracious. I walked out of the market this past Sunday with some gorgeous flowers, a bag full of peaches that have been spectacular, some gorgeous blackberries. We have some phenomenal other vendors outside of produce where you can leave with really great cheese, really great bread, really great. We've got a really fantastic group that comes and sells pickled products and fermented things. It makes the best kombucha I've ever had in my entire life.
Wow.
It is the best place to be on a Sunday as far as I'm concerned. I love our farmers market. I think it's one of the best in the world.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now I want to come visit.
You should, Lisa. It's a good time.
Yeah, it is. It's just a great way to spend any weekend day. And you run into neighbors and people in your community, and you can talk with farmers, the people who are growing the peaches or the people who are pickling items. And I just love it. So I follow you on Instagram. Is that where people can find out about the Portage Park Farmers Market?
Yes, the Instagram's great. It is kind of our all-purpose spot for everything that we're doing within the park, including information on the Nature Play Space and on the Pet Mayor and on all of our upcoming events beyond the market.
Yeah, you seem to have a lot going on in Portage Park.
We try. Those of us that are members of Friends of Portage Park, so we're working with the park district itself, we all love living here. The neighborhood has been growing and changing in the last few years. It's been really wonderful for me to watch as somebody who lives here. It's been really wonderful for me to watch as somebody who's child and, you know, goes to school here and spends time at the park. It's been a great neighborhood full of really wonderfully kind people.
That's so important. And that's what I find at farmers markets. That's why I like to feature one every week, because people, there's just a vibe, and it is kindness, and it's community, and it's people interacting without any discussion of politics or, you know, anything else that divides us. It's just everybody coming together to support family farms and to eat really good food.
That's absolutely right, Lisa. That's kind of how we think about it. We try to make it into a place where you not only come to shop, but you come and you sit and you stay for a little while. You have a little something to eat. You have a delicious cup of coffee. You have some chai tea. You listen to some music. You run into your neighbors. Your kid gets to play with the kid from down the street they haven't seen because everybody's been on summer vacation. And you sit and you stay for a little while, and then you go on with the rest of your Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell everybody where it's located.
The Portage Park Farmers Market is located inside Portage Park Park, which is always hard when and the neighborhood and the park are named the same thing. But it's at the corner of Long Avenue and Irving Park Road. And it's a great location. You can see us if you're coming down Irving. Easy access, decent parking. You're right along a bus line right there. We try to make things as accessible for everybody.
That's wonderful. Well, reach back out when you get a new mayor, okay?
Oh, don't worry, Lisa. You're on the list. Things are getting cooked up as we speak.
Thank you so much. That's Sophie McNeil, the marketing manager for the Portage Park Farmers Market, and the new mayor will be a dog or a cat or a fish or who knows, maybe a rabbit. I think that's just kind of fun that the community is getting together and doing that.